This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show back of this year in January. We're talking no other than Discovery Metals Corp, and you can find them on the OTCQX, ticker symbol DSVMF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol DSV. And with us today is the CEO of the company. We're very fortunate to have him. He's going to bring us up to speed. Taj Singh. Taj, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. Good to be back here.
You know, I was telling some of my constituents the other day that you were going to come on the show. I said, you know, we should have bought this stock back in April when it was 22 cents. We could have got a five-bagger. Now it's above $1.60, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think when COVID first hit, there was a drop in a lot of stocks across all sectors, but mining got hit definitely, and there was a nice opportunity to come in. But no, it's been good. The macro situation has been helping for precious metals, and also we've been just continuing to execute on our plan. I think people are really realizing the quality of the asset we have here.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you back on the show. I'm really excited about your flagship project, the Cordero project out there in Mexico. And that being said, can you provide us with a high level of recent drilling to date on that project? I think June 18th around, you put out a press release saying you guys drilled about 8 holes. Where are we at on that project?
Yeah, Everett, we've been continuously every month or so putting out batches of anywhere from 5 to 10 holes. We had a bit of a stoppage there countrywide in Mexico. Stuff was shut down for about 6 to 8 weeks. We started going again back in June. And also, because of the results we had seen, we actually increased our drill program. Our original plan was 35,000 meters. We upped it to 55,000 because we were really encouraged with what we were seeing. So to date, we've completed 63 holes, about 23,500 meters. That started in October of last year. So we've just been pounding away. We've got 4 rigs on now. And so if you look at our recent kind of drill results, our bulk tonnage targets, we kind of have 2 sets of targets, our kind of bulk tonnage targets, and then the vein targets, which is a newer kind of style of target, which I'll talk about. But the bulk tonnage targets have demonstrated thus far excellent near surface, high grade potential at the project. We've got a strike length of close to 1.5 kilometers now. We're continuing to advance the veins, as I talked about, as a separate exploration target. So we've identified multiple sulfide veins, which could supplement the high-grade open pit. And then we're getting hits of anywhere from 1 meter to 2 meters and anywhere from, you know, 1 kilo to 2 kilos to 3 kilos silver equivalent. So some very, very high grades, which Mexico is known for, especially this part of Mexico, but they never were really explored. This is a completely new exploration target that would be added to the big bulk tonnage project we're looking at. And at the bulk tonnage, a couple hits, 63 meters averaging 217 gram per ton silver equivalent, 170 meters averaging 207 gram per ton. So just seriously wide, juicy, rich intercepts. And we're going to keep put those out.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the beneficial features of the project's location and its that particular infrastructure there at your flagship property?
Yeah, listen, besides the technical merits of the project, we're continuing to unravel them and daylight them. But a big thing, you know, that's an important part of any project is location and infrastructure. And we're in a prime location, both geologically and also geopolitically. Geopolitically, Mexico consistently ranks among the top countries in the world to mine in based on the Fraser Institute's rankings. Geologically, Mexico, as we all know, is the largest silver producing nation in the world. And we're right smack dab in the middle of a prolific precious metals belt, which hosts many long-lived mines. And then we're also located along the western edge of a very high-grade, what they call carbonate replacement deposit, silver/polymetallic belt that stretches all the way from southeast Arizona all the way into central Mexico. So we're like geologically right in elephant country. And then looking at infrastructure, right? Because a lot of these projects have great technical attributes and they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Right. What we have at Cordero is we're a few miles off a 4-lane highway. We're about 1.5 hours from a major international city of Chihuahua City. you have an surrounding infrastructure right around the project, perfectly suited for mining and for the development of a large open pit mine, classic kind of flat rolling topography, classic of kind of north, northwestern Mexico. And Chihuahua itself is politically considered one of the best states to mine in Mexico. It's super mining friendly, great place to do business. And like I said, there's close to about 15, 20 operating public and private mines within a couple hundred miles radius of Cordero. Topography, again, I talked about it, is just fantastic for open pit mining. So, you know, I touched on a bunch of things there, but it's a thing that often gets missed is the location and infrastructure of the project. And Cordero really ticks off all the boxes for this. If, you know, as it's eventually going to become a mine, you need to look at these things.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this question. I read it somewhere, and I can't recall where I read it at. I don't know if it's on a 10Q or an 8K. Something that I read that you guys are going to wrap things up the first quarter of 2021. That being said, what is the plan, and what is the catalyst going forward here for the next 12 months?
Yeah, it's already been a busy year since we acquired the Cordero project, but looking at the next 12 months, lots of catalysts expected. We just finished two recent financings, which brought in an extra $60 million in cash, Canadian. So now we've got over $80 million cash, you know, built up treasury to really support our efforts. And it just reflects the exceptional exposure we have, Cordero, to increasing silver prices and the progress that we've made over the past 12 months. Over the next year, our kind of the focus is on the following is on the areas of high grade bulk tonnage, which I talked about, expanding that. And then the systematic assessment of the extensive vein trends that are flanking the Cordero deposit. So kind of earlier stage exploration, bring those up, drill test those. We'll be doing some metallurgical test work based on now our improved understanding of the Cordero project, which will then further de-risk the project. And then we also have now started beginning the socioeconomic and sustainability assessments, again, to de-risk the project and move it hopefully towards eventual construction. So this will all culminate in a brand new resource estimate and PEA for Cordero in the second half of 2021. And so in addition to that, we have, you know, the land package we're on is about a 35,000 hectare land package. The resource area occupies less than 1,000 hectares of that. So we'll also be at the same time doing a lot of early stage reconnaissance work on bringing up other targets that we could drill test in the years to come. So it's good. It's plate is full for sure.
Well, you know, gold has hit close to 2,000. I know it's pulled back. But my math tells me in the history of silver, it's always been about a 40-to-1 ratio. So that means that silver has been, not reaching that mark. Any thoughts on that, on the 40-to-1 ratio compared to silver to gold?
Listen, it's, I think about a few weeks ago, we were at almost about 100-to-1 ratio of it, and now we're at about 70-to-1, 65-to-1, exactly as a lot of the silver bulls predicted. I personally try to not, you know, I really want to not have to hang my hat on in my business on silver going up. We built this thing for it to work at lower silver prices. $17 is what we always said. But the fact that it goes up is huge. Listen, it looks like we're in the beginning of a bull market. We're sitting here at $27, $28. The ratio, as you said, could go to like 40-to-1. I've heard a lot of that. And there's even people who really understand the space well who say ultimately this could go to 15-to-1, the silver ratio. And you can only imagine the kind of torque and leverage we have, because a big thing in the silver world is a lot of the silver deposits in the world. There's not many, first of all, primary silver deposits in the world, and when you have them, they're usually these underground style mines, high grade underground,
right?
Kind of in ore, or you're in waste.
And how much? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but how much silver do you think you guys are sitting on?
Well, listen, we're going to be doing a lot of drilling and really look at a brand new way of looking at this in terms of a resource methodology. But based on our previous resource, at a 15 gram per ton silver equivalent cutoff, we had over 1 billion ounces of silver.
Wow!
You could do the high level math. And it's pretty jaw-dropping. But what I wanted to say is that we have a big, huge bulk tonnage style deposit that's a primary silver project. There's not many in the world. What it means is that when silver goes up, not only does your margin per ounce increase because your silver price has gone up, so whatever you're producing, you're making more money on, but your resource size gets way larger. Your mine plan gets much bigger, because stuff that was lower grade that maybe wasn't economic at 17 or 18, all of a sudden at 25 is economic. Then all of a sudden at 30, there's a whole bunch of new resources that are economic. And like just as a simple explanation of that, if I go from a 50 gram per ton silver equivalent cutoff at Cordero, and I go down to a 15 gram per ton silver equivalent cutoff because, say, silver prices ran up,
right,
the number of resources based on the 2018 PEA, the resources increased by, in all categories, by over 800 million ounces of silver equivalent. They increased by that much. So it's that leverage that's really really unique feature of
course. Is that why you guys think you have such a strong investment demand and that money has been coming into the coffers because of what's going on out there at your project?
Yeah, I kind of chalk it up to two things: scalability, which I just talked about, and scarcity, which I also touched on. There's not many primary silver large projects out there in the world.
Right.
We have one. We have what we actually probably believe could be a camp. It could be a silver camp, a district full of multiple deposits.
Mm.
Not many out there that are located in a good jurisdiction. So that's why, we've really gotten a lot of investment interest and a lot of strong institutional demand. We believed, when we acquired this asset that it was a tier one project, and we had to show that it has all these attributes: grade, scale, significant organic growth opportunities, and being in a good location. I think we're slowly just showing everyone, yeah, this is for real.
Taj, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to give you the last words. You got about 20 seconds. What is it that you want my investors and my listeners and your investors to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I would reiterate that the two things to kind of take away is scalability and scarcity, and then silver. Three S's. Over $80 million of cash in the bank to aggressively explore, expand the resource, and for future development. We really truly believe this will be a mine one day, and I think everyone's realizing it, and there's not many mines. There's not many projects out there in the world that have scale and size.
I agree. For my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a great silver mining company, look no further than Discovery Metals Corp. You can find them on the OTCQX, ticker symbol DSVMF. You can find them on the TSX up there in Toronto under the ticker symbol DSV. Taj, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you wait so long to come back. Sounds like you guys got a lot of things going on in the hopper out there. Hopefully you'll come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Beautiful. No, I will be in touch, Everett. Thanks so much. And things are really rocking now, so I definitely hope to be back in a few weeks and keep you posted. It's going to be a very busy fall coming up.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.